Hi, everyone. Well, today is Friday, and this is our paranormal show, Creation Lightship Healing. And the date for today, if you're listening live, then it's the fifth month, 25th day of 2018. So we're in the month of May, and that's kind of closing out here. So let's clear the date. So I'll count to 10 to clear it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And if you'd like to have some peace energy in your room, bring up the light beam on your monitor screen or screens. And here comes the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Wonderful. And if you have a situation going on, and unfortunately you may have that, if you do, here we go. Let's release that situation from you. This is the one timeline that you're viewing, looking at. Remember, the one that's the strongest is what you're physically seeing first. So let's release that. I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, five. And I want to release aliens in your room or inside of you. So here we go. Releasing those aliens. So one, let's count to 100. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, if your body twitched or you had goosebumps, hair stood up on end, feel a little more empty on the inside of you, that's a good sign. That means that they left. So I'll turn it over to Kathy tonight. So are you out there, Kathy?
Yes. Hi, Ron. Hello, everyone. And as Ron said, today is May 25th, 2018. This is Creation Lightship Healings on BBS Radio, Station 2. And Ron Amatron is our host. And Ron just gave us sample healings for a situation and clearing aliens out of the area and ourselves. And so if you felt anything from those, that means that you were affected somehow, and that's good because your spirit will now come back to you, part of it, the small part of it that was lingering outside of you or was stolen. So Ron will be doing healings during this show and all the other shows he does, and also always likes your reactions and comments and any questions you may have for him, too. To be sent to his email address for the radio show, which is clsquestions@bbsradio.com. You can also use the fast chat feedback form link that's on his radio page on BBS Radio for Creation Lightship Healings. And that's a form to fill out, and then you can send it, and it will go right to the inbox here for clsquestions@bbsradio.com. And I'd like to take this opportunity myself to express appreciation to the moderator and BBS Radio for the new email address. It's really working out great, fantastically. And so everyone can continue to write to us there. And I have the inbox open right now, Ron. Before we get to the inbox, maybe we can make some announcements of some healings you've got coming up, some special healing sessions, which, of which
yeah,
I see
ahead.
There's three.
Yeah. Yes, that one tomorrow is going to be a nice one, so go ahead.
Okay, tomorrow is the blood healing session. That's a teleconference tomorrow, Saturday, May 26th. It's at 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m., and it's $20 a person paid via the PayPal donate button. And then you want to probably, if you haven't already registered, do so now or first thing in the morning, and you'll be sent the usual phone number, but with a new PIN, a new access code. And so that's tomorrow, blood healing session. That sounds very clearing and cleansing. And then, Ron, you have two others coming up in the month of June. One is on the body organs restoration conference call. I think this is like the third, maybe fourth time you're going to offer this because the body organs are so vital and it's so healing and beneficial for everything we do. And so it's internal. And people have felt tremendous relief and healing from it. So that's going to be Saturday, June 16th. And the same thing, 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. Also, $20 a person. They last approximately 2.5-3 hours. Ron just works straight through. Those are not on the calendar yet, but they will be soon. This is just advance notice for those who plan ahead. And so June 16th is body organ restoration call. Then the following Saturday, another healing conference call, which is the spirit in the box clearing. And this is where Ron finds our spirit that was locked up in a box, part of our spirit locked up. It was stolen and locked. And he unlocks it, to put it in simple terms. So that's June 30th. And also at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, $20. So three great conference calls coming up. And that is also in addition to the usual intensive that Ron holds on weekends. And so Sunday will be the 7-hour healing intensive, the last one of the month. So, Ron, I think we've covered the announcements of the special healing calls for now. And if you'd like to add anything to describe any of those, go right ahead, or else I'll just go to the inbox.
Yeah, I'm thinking I want to do a maybe another 10 minutes here for healings. I want to do healings for people maybe from seeing other life forms. And, you know, I'm not talking about, you know, having, and it would work for this too, naturally, but having a pet or animal that died on you, you know, during your life, you know. And, you know, most of our listeners are older, so you could have had, you know, quite a few dogs and cats, et cetera, or a guinea pig or little pet mouse or something. But it'll work for that too. But what I want to do is a clearing for maybe, you know, 20 years ago you went to, or longer, you went to a petting zoo or something, you know, and you pet the goats and, you know, whatever else came up to you. I can remember myself, one of my very few memories of going somewhere to, in Southern California, they had a place that had buffalo. So, you know, I can kind of remember looking at them through a fence and maybe petting one of them or something. And, you know, I was pretty young, probably in Cub Scouts, I guess. But aside from that, now, you know, this only came up because I'm talking about this on this show. I never had any memories of this thing whatsoever. But, you know that what you petted is no longer living, okay? So what I want to do is maybe 5 clearings. And it could be for, you know, you go into a petting zoo when you're younger, and you may still have energies by liking that animal because you have, you know, a remembrance of it. Or maybe it wasn't so good. Maybe you got in with the little goats and they try to buck you, you know, or something. But anyway, I'll have you pick 5 different things. We'll do them one at a time. So. And it could even be maybe you had a chicken or something, or you pet a chicken, or, you know, you went up and you found, you know, a swan or, you know, even a duck, and you're feeding them, and you go, well, that's kind of neat, and you're really young, and they're no longer living, but you may have that impact on you, not realizing that they died, but that energy is with you still. And so, and maybe they transfer some trauma to you. I just don't know, but I want to clear that and just see what happens. You know, maybe you had parakeets also, you know, or your neighbor had them or something. But here we go. So the first thing, you just need to think of yourself. And it could be a cow or a pig or anything, you know. And, you know, you're going to have a visual still picture of that more than likely. So let's clear the first one for you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Wow, a lot of sadness from people there. I'll do that one again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. I'll keep going. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, I think 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. Oh, that feels good. Okay, number two. And bring up your next, we'll say pet or animal or something that you encountered. So here we go, releasing that energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, there, that just left, okay? And number three. Bring that one up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, there we go. That's released. Now that looks like it was some trauma with maybe your mother's cat or something, somebody out there listening. Okay, next one. This will be number four. So think of another one of those pets or animals. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, there we go. That's released. And we'll do the last one here for you. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, there we go. That's fine. So let's see if we get any comments tonight on this. And it's turned back over to you, Kathy. We'll get to read some testimonials there.
Please send your testimonials to clsquestions@bbsradio.com or through the Fast Chat feedback form link. Oh, well, let me catch my breath because that did affect me greatly. You know, Ron, you said that was kind of heavy, the first one that you did, the first memory,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, that was all like, it was like somebody's favorite pet, you know, that they had, and, you know, a lot of stuff there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, yeah, it could be quite something. That's why I like doing these healings for people spontaneously like this here, because you don't know what you're holding on to, and then all of a sudden you can have some relief. So with the animals and pets, naturally, once you do this clearing, their spirit is normally found, and we take it to the light ship. So that's great. So back to you.
That is great because, yes, so many of us were attached to animals or even just new animals from our friends as we were growing up, our neighbors, and maybe we got close to their pets too, and now they're not around, and that's, you know, that's something to release, that little bit of sadness. Anyway, so it'd be interesting to hear what people felt and had released. Some interesting things came up for me, but I'm sure other people had the same experience as well. So thanks, Ron. That was really great spontaneous healing. So going back to our paranormal night, here in the inbox, Ron, is a video that I sent you earlier to look at. I'll describe it. It's an orb. An orb was caught on camera on a video from one of those devices that you can connect to your front door to videotape people at your door, like a, you know, sort of a security measure. And the device will ring or beep on your phone when someone comes to your door or there's an animal there or, you know, any living thing. So this person, Ron, sent this video because her phone rang at 3-something in the morning, and it was that kind of a beep from the front door. So she looked to see what it was, and to her astonishment, saw what I sent you, this giant kind of like golden orb showed up from the bottom of the front door, and it sort of swooped toward the ceiling in a really nice floaty way, and it went kind of up to the roof. Could really watch it there. It was big and gold. So
yeah,
apparently it was big enough to set off the alarm.
Yeah.
And she wasn't expecting to see that, of course, and really didn't know what it was. So, Ron, was she indeed seeing an orb?
Yeah, indeed. That was quite something to see. Yeah, the presence must have been incredible to, you know, have the motion detector detect it, you know? Wow.
Do you suppose that orb was adopting them, or is it gone?
Well,
it looked like it
one.
Was coming out of the house.
Yeah. Boy. So I guess what you're asking is that orb still tracking those people? Boy, that's a good question.
Well, apparently she was out of town when this happened. So,
boy,
no one was there.
Orb, huh?
Maybe that's why the orb left, because they weren't there.
Yeah.
Maybe it rang the bell and no one answered the door, so it left.
yeah. Boy, there could be a lot of ways for this to be a whole show on this one.
Yeah, it is peculiar because Ron gets pictures of orbs, of course, you know, and still photos with digital cameras, but we've never seen a live video before that set off an alarm of an orb.
Why don't we could take that and maybe see if you could see a face on the orb by freezing the video and maybe enlarging it. Anyway.
That's a good point. Probably.
Yeah.
I think I will also send this video to our moderator to see if we can put it on the, I don't know. Do you think that's a good idea, Ron, to share that, or should we not?
I think, with the story, I think it would be good, mainly because people can have a little more awareness of what's happening. So nothing's wrong with that, because that orb's not going to, you know, jump you.
It's a one-of-a-kind. Yeah, it's just kind of a one-of-a-kind. And, okay, now if anyone, now that we've talked about this, if anyone else has videos that they have, that they took themselves or some family member from their, you know, just kind of by accident, this happened by accident, that would be really great for us to see. We'll start collecting those.
So, very, very interesting. The kind of going along with that, I'm just thinking, we talk about ship clouds and things and faces up in the clouds. So if you are, you know, looking at clouds, you know, take an extra 15 seconds or so and look for the faces in the clouds, because you will see them. I got an email, I think, sent today from a gentleman, and he did timeline crashing. And I don't know if you may have got the same one. I don't know, Kathy, but but it had a bunch of round clouds in it. Looked very interesting. And on the right side of it was like a human-looking face about halfway down on the right side of the picture. Plus, plus a bunch of other faces. So, but anyway, if people are seeing clouds, you know, just take a little bit of time and look for those faces in it. And sometimes it'll show up on your camera, where maybe, you know, on your cell phone, we'll say your camera, where it may not show up at all, you know, when you're looking at it. But once that's what I look at. Whenever I see clouds, I'm trying to zero in on what's up there looking back at me, you know. So anyway.
Well, this is a great timeline crash cloud photo, Ron, and I want to thank the listener for submitting this, and we will also the one who submitted the orb video, and so we'll add this to the collection that you have, Ron, of cloud photos, and those photos can be found on our fast chat feedback form link on Weebly.com, where you go use the fast chat form. There's a bunch of tabs on the top. You can click on those tabs and look around. There's a lot of tips and news and things that we collect from the shows that we save for listeners to have handy. So we save all these photos, too, so you can look at them yourself. And we share these things there on the Fast Chat Feedback Form tabs. Okay, well, thank you again. So this is really great. I see the faces, Ron. These are really great timeline crash clouds.
Yeah.
So let's go on to some more letters from the inbox, or do you want to take some time to address some healing requests?
No. Yeah. How about some healing requests? We'll do a couple, then we can go back to the other.
Someone's requesting a pain or tension release for their body.
Okay. So... I could do either one of those, so it's kind of up to you. We got pain. Well, tension would be like stress, I would guess.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'll do stress. Here we go. So if you do have stress in your body, zero in on it, kind of look at it. Maybe you don't even know you have stress. But here we go. I guess stress is, pain is one thing and stress is another, but let's just do a, I'll do stress. I'll take away the stress where your pain is. That's better yet. So here we go. And, sometimes people like to put their hand in that area. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. That feels pretty good. And I'll do a pain release. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Okay. Let's see here. What? I'll do one for trauma. For that same situation. So here we go. Trauma. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Okie doke. So back to you.
Okay, everyone. So Ron just released stress, pain, and trauma. And for those that requested it and those that might have felt something, please feel free to write in your reactions to Ron at clsquestions@bbsradio.com. And we'll move on here. So one other request came in, Ron. We can get to later if you want, but it's a good night for healing. Friday's Someone just mentioned that Monday is a holiday. It's Memorial Day in the United States, Monday, May 28th, and they'd like a healing on that. Well, that is something we do ourselves usually, Ron, unless you'd like to interject any time. But normally, for any kind of holidays or special calendar days, let's say, events, which May had, the month of May had quite a few of, you will use your natal barcode removal clearing and type in under other the occasion or the event and clear that front and back, the words front and back. Also, any symbols attached to that or any emotions attached to that, you can clear those. So maybe you did this last year for certain things, but maybe it's good to do it again if you're feeling some sort of sentiment that is out there in the energy, you know, some sort of a attachment to the day, because you've heard about what it means, and you want to feel empathy or something. So you want to clear that too, because that is a mass consciousness mind control element that's affecting us, and it's done on purpose to control our thinking, and we don't want that. That's why Ron created the natal barcode removal clearing. Very inexpensive, and it has a multitude of uses. Numbers, days, events, birthdays, your driver's license number, your social security number, your phone numbers, your account numbers, your credit card numbers, all those things, addresses. So that's a good one to keep up all the time and keep it going. And that's a part of self-empowerment, is using these clearings to help you to your own good. And staying aware of how certain calendar days may trigger things in you. And there's a lot of trigger words, code words, and three-letter symbol words that need to be cleared in our society. Anything you want to add about the natal barcode removal, Ron, and the other healing you have for outside influences, the alien keyword intercept? Also another good one.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, the natal one is you know, everything that tracks you for this lifetime. And then along with that, you know, after you do that, you probably want to do the death barcode, because they kind of go hand in hand. So the natal one is the way you can release energies from you that you've encountered in this lifetime with numbers and letters and things and names. So that's good. Another clearing that people also use is the
alien
the sign
keyword
symbol
intercept
clearing.
The which one?
Is the sign and symbols, or mm-hmm. The one for the organizations? Those are good ones too. If you feel like you're being connected.
Signs and symbols. Also, organization, affiliation, disconnection.
Yeah, that's it. Good, yeah. I want to do a clearing of some type. Let me see what I can pull out of the hat here. Well, I don't think I've ever done this before. It's we talk about this a lot sometimes, or it's a situation that you're dealing with for a divorce or separation. Okay, I don't have a clearing on the website for that. The special one could work, but if you are in that situation. Or have been, I guess you still are, if you are divorced, you got that label. So here we go. I'll do a clearing here for a heartache dealing with that, because normally it's normally not too pleasant situations, So here we go. Heartache for separation. It could be from anything of separation, okay? Loss of a loved one, or divorce. Here we go. And this is going to be working, with the energy of heartache. So here we go. I'll count to 100. And it could be emotional for you. So 1, as the energy leaves you. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. I'm going to do another clearing for sadness. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy.
Wow, Ron, you just helped us heal from the pain, trauma, sadness of divorce and separation. Yeah, that was a... I'm getting kind of a flushed feeling. So wonder how everyone's doing who may have had some sort of separation or a divorce and how this affected us. Oh, that was another good one, Ron, another surprise. Spontaneous healing from Ron, and we really appreciate these because really don't think of these things. They're just lingering in there, and then Ron sees it and brings it out to clear away, which is terrific. So, okay, so I'll be watching the inbox, CLS questions at bbsradio.com. And now we have some reactions to the recent healings Ron just did earlier in the show. One was for seeing other animals, life forms who may no longer be in our life. So one person wrote that it made them realize that the elephants they rode as a child at a festival in Southern California, like in the desert, they had elephants people could ride. Children could ride, it says, and so they thought that would be fun, and the elephants just walked calmly in a circle all day long with children on their back. And so they realized that was very fun, and they really liked the elephants and being way up high like that. They see it differently now, what those elephants were subjected to be put in that spot. So they see it differently, and they... not totally comfortable, realize they weren't totally comfortable with that situation anymore. Not the same joy as they felt as a child. So they really appreciated having that healed because, you know, like you said, you feel sorry for the elephants, you feel sorry for the animals, and you will, you know, have some of that with you, attached to you. So that's been cleared. Another person wrote, this was a total shocker of a healing. The first one he released was my 15-year-old dog's father. He was a champion show dog like my dog, but he only lived 6 years old. I was totally in love with this handsome dog. This healing was indeed needed because this summer will be my last season for my dog. She is my first dog, and I find myself starting to say goodbye already. Yeah, that's great. Well, no wonder you said that was heavy, Ron.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you for sending those two testimonials in. That was pretty good. You know.
I want to do another clearing. I got another one here. Here we go. This one probably will push people's buttons right off when I start talking about it. There's always something that people do that maybe as a child that isn't very nice to a pet or animal, whatever, you know. You know, kicking them or doing something. You know, you all know how that is, et cetera. Okay. So we'll do a clearing to release that energy from you because you did something that, you know, was possibly harmful to a pet or animal and or stupid, using that term. I don't want to get into too much judgment, you know, but, you know, you would not do it now, and you know that what you did was wrong, but you can't take it back because it's been so long ago. So think of it now, and we'll just see if we can release all that energy on it or whatever you did, maybe which caused torture or harm to a pet or animal, and, you know, et cetera. So here we go. Let's release that. You probably all have something there hiding in the background. I'll count to 100. Just bring it up, and let's get it out of you so you're not harboring that energy, and it's helping to, in a sense, harm your heart. So here we go. Releasing that from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Feels like we're only half done, so I'll count again. Some people need some more relief here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okie doke. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, another big one there. So situations with animals that we now realize may have caused some harm, but we were young and didn't know better. So reactions for Ron, please send to clsquestions@bbsradio.com. Okay, Ron, so back to the inbox. A letter from a listener in Great Britain. He says that his life continues to unravel fast. He says he feels the belly of the beast. But on a generic front, it seems as if, Ron says, things get better slowly. It is some time since some big tragedy was reported. But on the other hand, the dark side seems to be fighting as ferociously as ever. Last night, I had great palpitations of my heart as if some energy was crushing the life out of me and wants me out of here. I'm fighting for my sanity, too. I think maybe I have activated another death barcode. He's asking you, however much our physical bodies and spirits may continue to suffer here, I wonder if the parts of ourselves we have managed to liberate and send to the new Earth transport, are these parts going to remain in integrity on the new Earth no matter what?
Yes,
he's
that's
only...
correct.
Yeah. Yes? Okay.
That's a yes.
Only asking because he's been feeling terribly vulnerable here, and it's hard to live in the dark domain, and it seems like it's slow retrieving and salvaging to the light, whatever we can, but very glad that can do something, thanks to the Creation Lightship and Ron. He expresses great appreciation. He was listening to your radio archives and your YouTube videos as well. He wants to mention helps him a lot.
Great.
Let's see. Okay, so back another nice testimonial you got here, Ron. I'm just taking a look at this because it's kind of long. It's very nice, so maybe I'll read the whole thing, Ron.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, everyone, bear with me. I'm going to read this several short paragraphs. Okay, because this is really specially written, very nice for Ron. I wanted to say that I am so grateful to have you in my life. Although you are miles away, you are the only one, Ron, who I feel truly understands me. All my life, I have felt like a total misfit and have been through immense suffering thanks to my parents. I never really understood the concept of having undying gratitude and love towards my parents for bringing me into this world. One, they did not bring me into this world because I requested them to. They did so because they wanted to. And they wanted to because society told them that's what they should do. Two, if you do bring a child into this world, you should be ready to take care of the child and allow the child to blossom to their full potential. I always knew there was something terribly wrong with this universe, and it did not make sense why I would want to bring another spirit into this world and have them suffer like me. But nobody around me saw things the way I did. In fact, my parents detested me for my perspective of things and made me believe that I was a bad, selfish, foolish, and insensitive person. It has taken me quite a few Creation Lightship clearings to get where I am now, a place of peace and contentment. I highly recommend the 4-in-1 clearings done with Ron personally. Ever since Ron reunited me briefly with my twin flame, I no longer yearn to be in a karmic relationship. I feel whole and complete. And I do not care what others think of me. Most of them are not human anyway. Oh, and then they expressed deep appreciation at the end of the letter. So, you know, when I was reading this letter to you, Ron, it made me think that a lot of us who listen to your show and, you know, follow the healings and the sessions and the conference calls could also have written this letter as well. This is a great letter, so thank you, listener, because I think you speak for a lot of people that do the healings. And it was just a wonderful thing that you found, Ron. So, well done. Any response, Ron? Any things you'd like to add?
Yeah, I guess thank you, you know. It's, like I sort of mentioned before, the website was put up, a long time ago. And just a few clearings have been added to it. So we're looking now on the website, you know, as I look at it, and I go, wow, it's nice that we have that clearing on there, you know. And it was all done, I don't know, probably 05, 06, 07, something like that. I can't recall exactly when. I think our first shows on BBS was at the end of 06, I think. and I believe the website was up then. So anyway, it's, for me, it's just I won't say interesting, but you know, just to watch the to see all the clearings on the website and how they pertain to everybody today, in order to get them up way back when. So it is very nice. So I guess, boy, well, we probably got 10 minutes to go here. I could do another clearing. Do you have any suggestions?
Yeah, there was a suggestion that came through. It's first of all, one person's, as we were doing the announcements earlier, one person's computer just snapped right off, and then they missed it. So we'll just announce again that, yes, there will be a conference call tomorrow on the blood healing. It's on the top of the homepage at creationlightship.com, where you can register, pre-register. Okay, so it's at 1 o'clock p.m., $20, tomorrow, May 26th. So anyway, along the lines of that, their computer snapping off while we were talking, someone else is requesting a healing that's not often talked about but might often be felt by people because of technology being imposed on us. It's for being overwhelmed by being forced to be mental. So maybe it's a mental clearing for being overwhelmed by technology, something like that.
Okay. So here we go. The technology is probably computer-related, you know, typically, because that's most people have computers and they have glitches in their computer, et cetera, or how do I do this, or whatever. But here we go. Releasing that energy from you. So think of something that bothered you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. Okay, I guess one more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. I guess back to you there.
That okay, doesn't feel I felt that tremendously. Yeah, I hope everyone took that in. Thank you, Ron.
It doesn't feel complete. I'm still having stuff with that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, we'll see what that does here. So, back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. That was for healing for technology and being overwhelmed with it in our mental, being forced to be mental. Whew, thanks. That was a double duty healing for you. Well, it's 55 after, and maybe we can have time to take some miscellaneous quick questions.
Okay.
First one. Ron, when you tell us to ask for our own healing on the Sunday healing calls, can we ask for pillows, cushions, and cushions for different body parts?
No, because that won't work because it's not, there's no consciousness typically there to help you. It's mainly just for your physical body parts, we'll say. So back to you.
Next question. Can you do a show about special forces, the time-traveling soldiers, and also enlist those who wish into one?
Okay. Yeah, I could do that. The only problem that I have is that I don't have a lot of the recall of what happened in the past, okay? And so what I would like to do is if anybody out there would like to maybe send a paragraph or two of when they were enlisted and maybe a couple of their ops that they have done or recalls of fighting the aliens. I don't want to get, well, we could do this. I'm going back in time that way, and I really don't want to, but it is interesting because I do talk to people at the expos who are enlisted, and they start rattling off different events that's happened, and they'll tell me, like, yeah, a couple nights ago we did this, that, and the other, so they do know. I wouldn't mind doing that, but I would need information from you, the listeners, on you know, maybe how you feel about being enlisted, the benefits, and maybe even some drawbacks. Some people, you know, have commented they had aches and pains in the morning or something, different nights, but they're okay with that because they know that they're doing something good. It could be a show that, you know, I would have people send in a paragraph or two of how they feel being enlisted, and we can read those off, and then I could do an enlistment for people at the end of that, if you wish. So yeah, that would be interesting. So back to you.
Okay, I'll go quick. Next question. What is a shadow people? What are shadow people? Are they created by aliens, or are they interdimensionals? If so, what is our defense against them?
Well, I don't often use that term, shadow people. So I would have to view that as a energy coming to you from the beyondo, and it would overlay your body and maybe tend to control it. So you could probably look at some of the sci-fi movies and see how things overtake people. The newest movies now are showing maybe the zombies as they die or something, and out of their mouth comes some like a black fog type energy out of them, and that disappears and the body dematerializes. It could be something like that, maybe. I would think it's just a body that connects to you, and you don't want it to be there. It's another replica of you from somewhere, or something that is not a replica of you but wants to share your space where you are physically. And that would maybe it just needs your space to be here. Maybe it doesn't do anything harmful to you, but it needs your space. So, for the person who sent the question in about the enlistments and stuff, I'd say listen to the shows, and maybe we can get a folder or something for people who are sending in the information. That would be wonderful. And we can then maybe do a show in a couple of weeks or something for people's experiences. Okay, so back to you.
Next question. When you have us ask for our own healing on the Sunday healing calls, can we ask for brain partition removal?
No. That's a whole different energy that I have to do myself to help you.
Next question. This person who's writing, Ron, lives in Scotland, and they're trying to work out postage costs when they order Merkabas. She's going to order 3 Merkabas. She wants to know, before she orders, will they all be mailed to her in the same envelope, or will you mail them in 3 separate envelopes?
No, it'd be all the same. I believe that they need to do a clearing for Merkabas, you know, to energize them for a lady in Australia. So I think her postage was about $35. And so, and if you're listening from Australia, please send me an email again so I can connect with you so we can energize those Merkabas for you. So, yeah, it'd be one envelope going out, yes. And just see what it would cost to ship and just send that as a donation and the price for the Merkaba. The Merkaba then would be $15, okay? So if you have your shipping, we'll just say, of $25, and then make it $25 plus $15 per Merkaba. If you're in the States, then it's at $20, and that includes the $5 for the shipping, handling, and packaging, and driving, and everything else there. So back to you.
Ron, people are buying the blood clearing call for tomorrow through PayPal, and they're wondering when they're going to get the phone number and the access code.
That should have come through on their
PayPal receipt?
On the PayPal purchase. If you don't have it, you either send it to me or send it to, the CLS questions. Either way, and we can send it to you. I haven't had anything up to this moment, maybe before the show started, coming to me from people who have not received their codes yet.
Yes, because there's 2 emails that you get.
Okay.
One is a receipt, and then the other one gives you the access code.
Yeah. And or what happens is you need to click return to merchant, something like that, after you purchase it. And then from there, it'll also give you the codes on it. It'll go right back to the website with the phone number and the login.
Okay, we'll help you out either way, listeners. So continue to buy those, and we'll be checking the email inboxes for any situations that arise and send you the information you need, as long as you forward your PayPal receipt. So, Ron, I just want to let listeners know that there were some questions that came in. I couldn't get to all of them, but we have a show tomorrow again on Station 2 at 7 p.m. Pacific, and I'll leave these in the inbox for the next co-host. And thank you, everyone who wrote in your testimonials. Keep sending them in about all the healings that Ron did tonight so we can read them tomorrow. So over to you, Ron, for any last-minute announcements or healings.
Yeah, we'll just do the mind of heart drop. Here we go. So, in fact, I think we have a heartache clearing, don't we, on the website?
It's heartache, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, heartache. If anybody is dealing with heartache and they haven't, and you haven't had that clearing, I'll let you have the clearing for half price for heartache if you need that clearing right now. So you just send me an email and donate half price for whatever the cost is. I can't recall. I think it's a whole lifetime clearing. So just let me know that you're going to go in and do that clearing for half price. And this will work for a week, okay, for people. So if you need that, it might be an urgent type of clearing, because something got stirred up or something. So you can have it for half price. Let me know first that you're doing it, number one, and then go in and enter half of your age as a whole lifetime clearing, and you can have that clearing for half price. So let's do the mind to heart drop, everybody. So here we go. You need to command your spirit. Talk out loud to command your spirit to do this. So you say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and make me real. Here we go. So facilitate that. We count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. Blessings. We'll see you later. Have a wonderful evening. And hope to see you on the call tomorrow, 1 o'clock Pacific. Bye, everyone. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And thank you, listeners. Good evening.